You're listening to the DW Podcast, insightful conversations on life, love, and leadership. What's up, friends? Welcome to Core Values Conversations, where we talk all things CVI. In today's discussion, we will cover the core energy of merchant. Now, the core energy of merchant brings the core value of love to every room and every relationship. And when you think about this idea of love, I don't want you to move into gushy emotionalism, right? But actually consider this definition per the CVI key. Love to the merchant is them working toward an inspired vision of what can be by nurturing the core values in themselves and by nurturing the core values in others. So this idea of love really for the merchant is bringing some sense of inspired clarity, right? They want to work towards inspired clarity in the room or the relationship. And the way that they work towards this inspired clarity is by bringing out, by valuing the good in themselves and the good in the people that they're connected to. Okay. Now, this bit on love is fueled. How do they work towards bringing out the good in themselves and others? How do they work towards this inspired clarity? It's fueled. Their love is fueled, or it's catalyzed by their desire for truth. So all merchants desire truth. Okay. Merchants desire to have clarity of the way things are relationally, right? So where do we stand? What's really going on between you and I? Are we mad at each other? Are we in love with each other? Is there joy between us? Is this an intimate relationship that we're in, or is this just a business acquaintance, right? Like merchants are always lobbying for and desire to know what is the nature of the relationship currently. And rightly so, because as a merchant, right, it's hard, it is difficult and almost impossible for a merchant to really fully nurture the good in you, okay, if they don't have clarity of where the relationship is, okay? So when you have that merchant where the love and the truth are working in concert, when love and truth are rightly aligned, the merchant sweet spot, their highest and best contribution, is relationships and vision. So when a merchant shows up to any room in any relationship, what they're automatically bringing to that space is a sense of connection. That's how we get relationships, and a sense of clarity. That's how we get vision. Okay. If you ever need clarity or want to know what are we doing, where are we going, where are we headed, ask the merchant. If you want to know, like, how are we preserving and taking care of people? How are we making sure that people feel warm, people feel loved, people feel valued, right? Let's talk to the merchant in the room. This, my friends, is when the merchant feels most secure. This is when the merchant feels like who they are is being well received and well validated. And this is where your merchants are moving and operating in their highest and best contribution. Now, conversely, when the merchant does not feel loved and seen, when their love and truth is not being well received or valued in the room or the relationship, then the merchant thereby shifts out of contribution and into their conflict mode, in that of manipulation. Okay? In that of manipulation. Now, there's a fine line, right, between love and manipulation, and it's the notion of influence, to love you well, right? There has to be some sense of an influence. There has to be some sense of a moving upon who you are to get you to do a certain thing. And obviously from the merchant's perspective, from a healthy perspective, right, that influence is designed and meant to get you to embrace the good that's within you, right? But herein is where manipulation comes into play, because the merchant will use that same measure of influence when they feel like there's no love in the room or there's no truth in the relationship. They will use that same expression of influence, right, to push the notion of manipulation. They will use that as their tactic to get love, to get truth back into the room. And really, when we think about that conflict strategy, right, like going back to the CVI key intro, understanding like that bit on the conflict is, it's not this idea of healthiness. It is this idea of unhealthiness, that I'm going to take personal, unhelpful, devaluing measures, right, to bring my presence of love and truth back into the room. So then the question becomes, well, what's the right way for a merchant to bring love and truth into the room? It's the other question that we've asked in another episode, right? Like, how do we get out of conflict and back into contribution? Well, for the merchant, it's coming through their learning style, right? And remember this idea of the learning style. It's, what does the merchant need to submit to? What does the merchant need to come under? Rather than trying to manipulate, coerce, or negatively influence the room to embrace love and truth, the merchant thereby needs to come under their learning style in that of talking and listening, okay? There's a slowing down that has to happen for the merchant in that rhythm of learning to talk, learning to speak, and learning to listen, that give and take, rather than trying to force or push love back into the room, right? What do I need to say that's helpful? And what do I need to hear that would help me do what? Bring connection and clarity back into the room, right? The merchant needs to shift as a merchant, right? Like, I need to shift from how can I get people to receive me and take me seriously, and move back into how do I become the catalyst for connection and clarity in this space? And when the merchant can focus more on being the catalyst for connection and clarity in every room and every relationship, it's in that moment that the merchant is functioning and operating in their highest and best contribution. They are being love and truth. This, my friends, is the merchant way. Thanks for listening. For more resources, check us out at tdhcoaching.com.